We have a 6-3 Supreme Court conservative majority there. They have agreed to take up two contentious issues, gun laws as well as abortion rights. Let's get some color on this, on these important developments. Kimberly Robinson, Bloomberg Law Supreme Court reporter, joins us. Kimberly, let's start with the abortion rights issue. Talk to us about the case that they are going to take up and what are some of the potential ramifications.
Well, this case comes out of Mississippi, which just has one abortion clinic that serves the entire state. And the question that the justices are going to consider is whether Mississippi's complete ban on abortions after 15 weeks is constitutional. Now, depending on who you ask, the implications are quite different. Those on the right seem to think that they're just asking for a slight modification of the rules, and those on the left are really saying that the alarm bells should be ringing and that this could undo Roe and its following cases.
What is the expectation within the legal communities about how this Supreme Court views abortion rights and how it may view this particular case? Does it go strictly on party lines, or are there some nuances there?
I think there's some nuances, and I think, you know, if this were the first time the Supreme Court were looking at the issue of abortion, I think we could probably say that, you know, with a lot of confidence that the court might come out 6-3 in favor of allowing states to regulate more abortion. But, of course, we're not dealing with this. We have 50 years of precedent, and I think the two justices to watch are Justice Kavanaugh and Chief Justice Roberts to see if they're willing to undo these precedents or if they're going to try to cabin the opinion in a way that doesn't require them to outright overturn Roe and, you know, its follow-on cases, but instead kind of limit them in a way that allows them to stand, at least in name.
So what is, so if the court were to rule, against the abortion rights, how would this go right back to the states, individual states? Is that kind of how the if-then would play out?
That's right. And that's what we see. You know, the Mississippi officials here are arguing that it should be left up to the state legislatures and, you know, the people and their elected officials to deal with this. And it should be taken out of the hands of the judiciary. On the other side, of course, you know, those on the left say this is a fundamental right that the courts are, you know, required to protect.
Okay. Kimberly, thank you so much. Greatly appreciated today. Kimberly Robinson with Bloomberg Law. Too short a visit there on what will be an eventful Supreme Court season.